What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Fan, you can hear the Chiefs, the Royals, Kansas State Wildcats. There's a big one on Saturday, boys and girls.
Exciting one on Saturday. This is the way you start a college football season, right? Not against East Tonale State, but a top 25 battle. Let's go.
No doubt about it. 17th versus 22. We are now joined by Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. Wyatt, how are you on this lovely Wednesday morning?
You know what? I am almost perfect. Today is the day we've been waiting for in terms of leaving on what should be a great trip to see a great football game. And I'm like you, what a way to start the year, huh?
Yeah, no, it's outstanding. It's a top 25 game. It's a conference game also. So, like, there's a lot at stake for this game. What's the feel, though, kind of being the program that gets to kind of showcase themselves to the world for K-State to be able to do this? This is awesome for the program, Wyatt.
Well, it's hard to quantify what it's going to mean in terms of national and international exposure. I think that's one of the things that stands out to both Iowa State and K-State, to be honest with you. At least that's what they've talked about, you know, since that very first press conference at both campuses. The Aer Lingus people have been great. The city of Dublin, the country of Ireland, that, you know, they're trying to educate their people on football. And why not with a game like this? You've got two teams, as you said, conference foes, pretty big rivals, as it turns out, over the last, well, for many years, but these last, I'm going to say last, 8-10 years have been some crazy quality great games, and I think we could have one again. I think these teams are pretty, they're a little bit different in some ways, but the way they operate with good coaching, good player development, quality recruiting, winning games, why not? Let's do it.
So you guys are leaving today for Ireland. You're flying out of KCI. How does all that work for you guys? What's the travel like?
Yeah, the first bus, and I think there are 6 or 7 buses that will go. Team, of course, would go first, I believe, if I'm not mistaken on that. But I haven't looked that deep into it. But these buses will leave between 12 o'clock and probably about 1:15 MCI, and then out of there somewhere around 5:30-ish, and then we get into Dublin their time at about 8:30 on Thursday morning. So it'll be a pretty good little flight over there, as we know. But, boy, the guys are excited about it. You know, I've talked to several players at practice over the last few days, especially those veteran guys that have been around a while, right? I mean, they're the leaders of this group, and kind of excited to get this thing going. You know, expectations are high, and I'm pumped up to see what they bring to the table, because I like what I've seen in camp.
Yeah, Wyatt Thompson is who we're talking to right now of the Kansas State Wildcats. And Wyatt, I want to ask you this. You talk about pumped up veterans and ready to show out. What are we expecting to see from Avery Johnson this year at the quarterback position, which is always, you know, a prized position in Kansas State history?
I think we're missing the boat if we're not expecting him to take a pretty decent leap forward, because he even said by his own admission at the end of last year, 9 wins was nice. But if I would have been better, we would have been better. And I love that. And I think he's tried in the offseason to be a better player in every way. 18 pounds of muscle mass added. He's maintaining that weight right now at right at 200 pounds. He's worked a lot on, you know, fundamentals and working with offensive coordinator Matt Wells and some of these new receivers and what have you. But even above and beyond that, when you talk to Matt Wells about why is he better, where is he better, he talks about pre-snap reads and just, you know, how different he is now compared to when, you know, he started as a starter last year as a true sophomore.
Wyatt, this is also a rivalry game. It's a conference game. And I'm going to say this, and tell me I'm wrong, but like this feels bigger than a bowl game with this opportunity that K-State has, because obviously you're playing for something. It's a standalone type of game. It's the first game of the college football season. So do you feel that way, or is that just kind of me being like, we got 40-some bowls, but this is one where I feel like everybody's going to be watching other than some of these bowls where there's, you know, 10 going on at one time?
Well, I think the uniqueness of it is probably what we're trying to describe here, because you're this is K-State's second international football game ever. The other one was back in the early 90s when they went to Tokyo and played against Nebraska. So that in itself is a very unique thing. But then I think, you know, you look at, let's be honest, both of these teams have their sights on a couple of different things, maybe three. One, winning this game, getting off to a good start. Two, ending up in Arlington, Texas, the first weekend of December. And three, trying to be a playoff team. So to me, just those factors right there probably make it every bit as cool, if not more so, than just, I mean, I don't want to say just a bowl game, but right. You get the idea. This is a big deal.
And you look at K-State's schedule, too, and I know it's early and people kind of, you know, fight about the rankings and whatnot, but there's only one other ranked team on the schedule this year for K-State, and that comes on November 1st against Texas Tech. Currently, they're ranked 23. And so this looks like a year like this could be the year for K-State, right?
Well, you certainly hope so, because we've talked about Avery, but we need to talk about Dylan Edwards and some of the other standout offensive weapons that K-State has, and I think they feel like they do have more weapons around Avery now with the addition of Jaron Bradley and Jerron Tibbs, those two transfer receivers. There are other guys, of course, too, but those guys are going to bring size and strength and experience, big catch radiuses at 6'3 and 6'5. That's huge for Avery as far as I'm concerned. And I'm really excited to see how they use Dylan and move him all over the field. And I think you're going to see a lot of Joe Jackson, another running back who was really pretty good, you know, towards the end of last year. And I think has a lot of skill. The question is going to be, can that offensive line be what they hope it is? And then defensively, I think K-State has as good a defensive unit as most in the league. They've got to have those corners step up and replace Keenan Garber and Jacob Parrish. But I think the coaches are excited about Zayshon Rich and Donovan McIntosh. So this should be a good defense with a lot of veteran guys, and I hope it plays out that way.
Why wouldn't we do my job if we didn't talk about the opposition in Iowa State? What does K-State need to avoid playing the Cyclones?
Well, you can't let them get off the deck and start running the ball with a great deal of precision, I guess I'll say, because they do have some veteran guys in their offensive line. Rocco Beck, their quarterback, is a winner. Mm-hmm. Carson Hansen and Abu Sama are both, you know, solid running backs, no question. They have good tight ends like K-State and Ben Bramer and Gabe Burkle. I think the question for them is two things for their season. One, can those new transfer receivers be what Higgins and Noel were last year? And that's a tall order. Those dudes were second-day draft picks. They both had monster seasons. I've heard Matt Campbell say they were pros last year. Now, they're true pros now after being drafted, but everything they did was professional a year ago is his point. Hard to replace, right? And then the next thing is they've got to be better in the defensive front, because they were in the bottom third of the league last year in rush defense, and that's a little unlike Iowa State-like, to be honest with you. So, you know, that, like all of us, they have their questions, but I think the strength certainly outweighs the weaknesses at this point. They're a good club and well-coached.
Yeah, Wyatt, we appreciate the time. On Saturday morning, I'll be sure to have Rubens, Guinness, and by halftime, I'll just drink Jameson and enjoy the Wildcats going to a 1-0 start, buddy.
You sound like you got a good plan going there, brother.
Hey, man, I'm doing what I can. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just stay home, and by 2 o'clock, I'll be past week zero and on to week 0.08.
There you go. Go Cats.
That's right, baby. Yeah. Thanks for the time, Wyatt. Enjoy Dublin. Enjoy all of that. That's going to be a great trip, and come back 1-0.
You got it. Thanks, bud.
Fun to talk to Wyatt Thompson. And like his voice to me, it just feels college football, right? Like you hear Wyatt Thompson, you're like, all right, we're here, man. Like it is officially football season. And I think, look, it's a great opportunity for K-State. There's no other games going on Saturday, you know, that anybody's really going to be paying attention to. It's a top 25 matchup. It's a standalone game. It's 11 a.m. And look, I think it's a great opportunity for K-State to go over there and get a win. And really, when you look at their schedule, this is the year for K-State. You got your Wildcat shirt on in there, Matt. I don't know why I said Matt. I was thinking of, I don't know what. Maybe always love him. But I think, you know, you got your K-State shirt on. People are excited this year. This should be a big year for K-State. Like, this is a golden opportunity for them. No ranked teams until November when you get Texas Tech on your schedule. Go take care of business this year, man. Be that team that finally gets over that hump for K-Staters.
Well, and like you said, this is their showcase of the world in 2 or 3 months when they're talking about playoff teams.
Yeah.
Everyone will talk about K-State, and they'll only have watched one, maybe two games, but one of those games is week zero.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, man, first impressions in the NFL are obviously with the Chiefs, the last impression that people have. It stays with you forever, and people will have their minds made up about K-State and Iowa State by the time this game is over. And whichever team loses, it's going to be very hard for a lot of people to kind of let them back into the good graces of the college football world. That's why polling, I understand for some coaches, it does suck at the beginning of the year. But for fans and for guys like us that just watch week to week, it's fun to have all this kind of stuff going on with the rankings and whatnot. I love it. I think that's what brings a lot of life to college football. And so an opportunity here, and if you don't take advantage of it, that's on you. Go out there and kick some ass.
You should also take advantage of having every episode of the franchise available to you, but the Kingdom documentary on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. All of them are completed by you?
Yes.
Watched every one by me. Yep. Max got one more to go. The one that you
I would have thought he'd have been the first one to finish this thing.
I was going
to
finish. Yeah, it was Hannah's birthday yesterday, so I was just a little bit shut out.
Did you guys go to Applebee's? Or?
we did. It was brought up, actually. Yeah. It was brought up. But no, we went to Sykes Lady.
Okay, nice. Yeah, very good spot. Yeah, no, awesome. That's a hidden gem. Well, all the JoCo women know about
that. Yes. Are we talking about me or are we talking about the restaurant?
Both.
What was on the menu?
It's good. We got the whipped goat cheese to start.
I'm out.
It's fantastic. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's good. We had the whipped goat cheese. Blah!
Smash, dude.
It's like the only food that I just not going to go near.
Oh, it was like blueberry goat cheese with crackers. Mm, so
because
good.
Cactus has got like these goat cheese and steak enchiladas now. And Jen's like, she goes, I won't take it off the plate.
But yeah, then I had a chicken pesto and she had the... chicken pesto sandwich, and she had the Chicago cheesesteak.
Oh, very good.
It's fantastic. Yes.
Nice.
Well, we talked about yesterday, Chicago style, you dip it in. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
It was good. It was fantastic.
Spot. Good hidden gem, good happy hour.
Any cocktails?
Oh, yeah. I had
because it looked like she had an Aperol Spritz. Maybe it was wine.
No, I think she had wine, and I had sangria.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
You do you.
You guys sat on a patio, too.
My wife loves sangria.
It's a good day for wine and sangria.
Hot day for a patio day.
I saw the picture.
We're in the shade.
I saw the picture you posted on IG. Was she drinking like a rosé or like a white Zin?
Well, okay, that picture was old. That was an older picture, so that was not from yesterday. That was a orange wine from that day. Yeah.
Orange. I've never heard of an orange wine.
That's her favorite kind of wine.
Really?
Orange
Where do you get that?
Red Door Wine Store?
Yeah, wine stores.
I mean, like, I'd never heard of
it. I had never heard of it until we just walked past it one time, and ever since we tried it 2 years ago, it's been her, like, favorite. She loves it. So,
Is it, like, fruity? Is it, like, a rosé? Is it sweet?
I would assume it's probably, like, a little acidic, a little bit of, it's probably better served chilled, I would assume, since it's, like, a sparkling. Yeah.
It's kind of like a white wine-ish. Yeah. It's not oranges. That's what I thought too. It's not oranges. Okay. I thought that at first too. It's grapes, but something about the grapes makes it orange. Like they're
like cotton candy grapes. Are we making wine with that yet?
No, that's called Moscato.
That is kind of cotton candy grapeish.
But yes, yeah. I'm going to finish The Kingdom tonight. Very excited about
okay,
it.
Okay, so you got to finish. The ending is just fantastic. They couldn't have ended it in a better way. And the last couple of episodes, like you mentioned it earlier, the meeting with Veach and Clark and Andy after they win that Texans game in the playoffs. I thought that was just cool.
Yes, that was very cool.
I mean, I don't have a lot to add, like, oh my God, like, you know, some kind of, you know, profound take or something like that. I just sat there as a fan going, this is really interesting.
This is awesome.
They're not saying a whole heck of a lot, but just seeing the reaction of everybody kind of living in that moment of we're in our seventh straight AFC championship game and Travis has broke every record known to man.
Yeah.
But that I thought that was a really cool moment.
It was
moment
awesome, man. Mm-hmm. You can tell even Andy Reid's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the part for me was like Andy was even like impressed by it,
yeah.
Right? He's seen everything in this
exactly.
league.
Exactly.
I love the Tony Romo line.
Oh, the Tony Romo line was...
Which one?
I mean, you got 3:33 to go, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. The time's yours.
And then I love how they played the Carl Loftus because it's funny how you see things at the end of a season, but then you don't see everything, like the tea leaves of it. And Carl Loftus was really bugged in that Buffalo game earlier in the season where he's like, I spun too late. Otherwise, it's a strip sack. We win that game. Mm-hmm. And the one seed is essentially done by week, whatever they played them, 9, 10, whatever it was, 6, 5, I don't even know, Nixon 6. And I think that, and then the way they come back full circle to that game, you know, Carl Loftus is like, they let George free. Josh Allen got loose. He chucked it up there. He goes, it was a great throw. His guy just didn't catch it.
Yeah.
And again, I go back to the take that I know our buddy hates that loves Cincinnati on the text line. That's why those games against Buffalo are always, to me, the ones that I'm on the edge of my seat
absolutely.
Or standing every single time because they're always close. It's always a play. It's always 13 seconds. It's fourth and one. It's goal line stand. They scored. All right, let's go do it. They don't want to quit. Let's keep going. Because when they play the Houston Texans in the playoffs, you hear Travis Kelce. They ain't ready for this. They're done. They're ready to go home. And that's why. And then you hear Tony Romo be like, hey, man, like, Josh Allen, this is your moment,
well,
man.
And
3:33 left in the game to go to the championship game, the Super Bowl. Here you go.
And that's to me why Josh Allen is not Patrick Mahomes and never will be. I mean, Tony Romo laid that out there as well as you could, like it was scripted. And he said with 3:33 to go in the game, the Bills have the ball, right? This is that last possession. 3:33, what were they down?
Three.
At that point, they were down 3, right? Yep. So you had an opportunity. You didn't have to go win the game, but just give your team a chance to tie the game and give that Tyler Bass an opportunity to be wide right. And so they start that drive, and Tony Romo goes, Jim, I'm just going to tell you, if you're Josh Allen, this is your time.
He's not lying.
It couldn't have been. Like I didn't see that because I was at the game. So I had never known that had happened. I had never known that was uttered. If that was uttered and I had heard that, we'd have been playing the crap out of that thing, right? Like, so if something like that happens from now on and I'm at the game, we need to know about that because that, to me, right there, that's the money line of not just that game, of not just this rivalry, of the careers of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Tony Romo in one line with 3:33 to go, this is your time, Josh! And what did Josh Allen do? Didn't come through. Yeah, your guy dropped the pass. Yeah, you were short for a yard. All this kind of stuff. But that's the difference between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. 3:33 to go. Tony Romo saying, Chiefs are going to win this, Jim. You know Patrick's going to find Travis in the back of that end zone, and the Chiefs are going to win by 4. He was setting Josh Allen up to have the moment. And Josh Allen didn't have the moment. So stop bringing the smoke that he's better than Patrick Mahomes, because you know damn well Mahomes would have led that team down the field for a score.
He wouldn't have let it get to a, like, that's the thing. It's like, well, then don't get it. Don't let it come down to a yard. Don't let it be a fourth down.
Right, yeah.
Like, get 6 yards on 3rd and inches and 4th and inches. Like, just get the first down on 4th and 1 in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. Like, people are like, Tony Romo again, Jim, this could be it. This could really come down to it. And Mahomes keeps it, runs for 10 yards, and we never even think about that play. But that was a 4th and 1 on the start of the overtime drive to win the Super Bowl. It was a 4th down, and that's exactly what Josh Allen had, man, and couldn't do it. Now, I will say that was a drop. He had a great throw, but got to make it happen, man.
You got to make it happen.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You
it's
have
not always
to.
Fair.
You're right, and it always comes back to the quarterback. I don't even remember the tight end who dropped the pass,
Kincaid,
right? Like, nobody's going to remember that guy, but we're always going to remember – That was another opportunity that Josh Allen had. This is the way sports works. Yeah. It's just the way it goes, right? So Kincaid obviously should have caught that. Mark Andrews should have caught the pass too, you know, for Baltimore last year, right? Remember when he dropped that 2-point conversion, geez, right?
Yes, among others.
Among others, right. But you've got to make these plays. But that's the difference in DNA, if you will, the winning DNA versus the very good DNA. Patrick Mahomes has the winning DNA. And that's why Chris Jones at one point says, I always think we have a chance with Pat and Andy. Yeah. I've been saying that since year two with these guys.
Well, it's like what Brittany said after the AFC Championship game. She said, it's always going to be okay because Taylor was like, I was just so nervous. I had to talk to you. I didn't know what to do. Is everything going to be okay? Brittany was like, yeah, it's always going to be okay. And it's like, I love that.
And then she stood between Donna and Brittany and goes, my two pillars of support.
Yes, yes.
Where's that song on the album? Orange wine, also known as a skin contact white wine.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Skin fermented white wine or amber wine is a type of wine made from white wine grapes where the grape skins are not removed but stay in contact with the juice for days or even months, as is more typical with red wines. Orange wines range in color from pale yellow to deep amber, depending on the grape, varietal, and length of the skin contact.
That's interesting. I never heard of that before. That's awesome.
Refreshing.
Bring a bottle. It's a bottle and a platter. Okay.
Will do.
Gonna get twisted on that day. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Mac.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.